Exodus 30 with me. I'm actually going to start with Exodus 29 and read verses 42 and then through 30, verse 10. I added a few more verses than what's in the bulletin. So we'll begin at Exodus 29, verse 42. For the generations to come, this burnt offering is to be made regularly at the entrance to the tent of meeting before the Lord. There I will meet you and speak to you. There I will also meet with the Israelites, and the place will be consecrated by my glory. So I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar, and will consecrate Aaron and his servant and his sons to serve me as priests. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord, their God, who brought them out of Egypt, so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord, their God. Make an altar of acacia wood for burning incense. It is to be square, a cubit long, a cubit wide, and 2 cubits high. Its horns of one piece with it. Overlay the top and all the sides of and the horns with pure gold, and make the gold moldings around it. Make 2 gold rings for the altar below the molding, 2 on each of the opposite sides, and hold the poles used to carry it. Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Put the altar in front of the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law, before the atonement cover that is over the tables of the covenant law, where I will meet with you. Aaron must burn fragrant incense on the altar every morning when he tends the lamps. He must burn incense again when he lights the lamps at twilight. So incense will burn regularly before the Lord for the generations to come. Do not offer on this altar any other incense or any burnt offering or grain offering, and do not pour a drink offering on it. Once a year, Aaron shall make atonement on its horns. This annual atonement must be made with the blood of an atoning sin offering for the generations to come. It is most holy to the Lord. Reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, God Almighty, we come before you having heard and read your word. Lord, we ask that, Lord, these words may make an impact on our hearts. Lord, may you fill me with your spirit as I present this message. Lord, speak to me and speak through me. And Lord, for those who hear, just help these words come directly from you to their hearts, Lord. Be with us now. In thy name we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. So this morning, I feel called to speak about our communication with God. In all relationships, communication is key, and prayer is an essential part of being a Christ follower. I think that often in today's fast-paced, online, instant gratification type of world that we live in, I think our communication with God suffers a tremendous amount. We are all busy with work and family and friends and sports and hobbies and all of that stuff. And when we do take a little break, we're tired. We have so much stuff on our minds. And we have our phones and our TVs are always in front of us, right? They're just there, swallowing up our time, distracting us from God. And there are many, many areas. I could talk all day about prayer, right? But I'm going to narrow it down to just 3 key areas this morning that I want us to be aware of in our lives. The first one is our attitude, how we approach God. The second is our body language. And the third one is listening for God's response. So let's begin with our attitude. By show of hands, how many here today grew up reciting a memorized prayer for lunch or supper or before bedtime, right? Yeah, most of us. And how many here still do pretty much the same prayer every time you eat a meal or go to bed, right? Again, probably most of us, right? I know I do. I get home after work and we have supper together as a family. My wife and kids can pretty much say the exact prayer along with me that I pray before supper. It's the same thing, very similar, almost every day. And there's nothing wrong with reciting prayers from memory, right? We all know the Lord's Prayer. He taught us to pray, right? And we recite that often. There's nothing wrong with reading a prayer either. The issue is that often when we say the same prayer over and over and over again, we can begin to say it without even really paying attention to what we're saying, right? We kind of get caught in this loop of just say our prayer and move on. Or if you're like my kids at the supper table, they see who can say it the fastest, right? What's the food Jesus meant? You know, it's like, what happened? You know? So our attitude can often be insincere, even a little ungrateful. And we just say the prayer because it's part of our daily routine, because it's what we're supposed to do, right? So we can get caught into that routine. And in the times when we do change our prayer, it's often because a difficult situation arose in our lives, right? Something terrible happened. And we now want God to help us with it or fix it for us, right? So when it comes to prayer, often it's either we pray in a way of it's an average mundane day, or it's the worst moment of our lives. That's how we come before God quite often. For those of you who are parents, just think about it a little bit. How would it make you feel if your child comes and sits down in front of you and they let out this big sigh and they go, "Thanks for the food. Kind of wish it was something different, but it'll work. And oh, by the way, can you make sure that I have everything I need for today so I can have a great day? And if you could just deal with any of the hard stuff, that'd be great so I don't have to. Cool, thanks, bye." And they walk away. How many of us do that in our daily prayers before God? I might be wrong, and I kind of hope I am. But I would say that type of self-centered prayer probably makes up about 80% of the prayers that we pray. The other 20% are a mixture of high-stress, really difficult situations and intercessory prayers for others in high-stress, difficult situations. I want you to ask yourself this morning, how many prayers do I pray in a year's time that have a sincere attitude, a humble heart, and are focused truly on who God is, and are grateful for His love and bring praises to Him? How many is it? Truly. Just think about it in your own mind. As we just read this morning in Exodus, we see in the Old Testament times, meeting with God was something that seems to have held a very high place, right? It was a special time, required a great amount of reverence. When someone had a special prayer request, they would often bring an offering to the temple. they go to the special meeting place that God instructed them. So they would bring their sacrifice, and then they would go and they would bow before God. And they'd pour their heart out to him. And then there's this special altar of incense that God had these specific instructions on just how to build it, right? It was holy. This altar of incense was meant to be a continuous reminder for the Israelites to pray. There's sacrificing incense on it all day, every day, right? And this is what David is referencing in Psalm 141, verse 2, when he says, "May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice." So we can see that there was a very special way of prayer, a special way of meeting with God in the Old Testament. It required a lot of effort, a lot of humble sacrifice. And the Israelites, of course, prayed in their homes and tents as well at times, and instead of going to the temple every day, just as we do. But it was still a little different way of prayer than what we are used to in our lives. So this brings up the second point that I want us to be aware of in our times of prayer. And that is our body language. When we have a conversation with someone, our body language often speaks more than the words that we say, right? You can tell if someone's being sincere or not, just in how they hold themselves. And the same is true with prayer. It's impossible to have a meaningful conversation if our body language shows that we're distracted or that we're just kind of indifferent. Or maybe that word frustrated. When we pray, we should be humble and focused on God. Nothing else, right? Who here can tell me what is a vulnerable position that shows that you surrender? If you surrender, what position will you be in? On your knees? Hands in the air, right? That's because when you're in this position, you have surrendered. You are humbled. You admit that you no longer control the situation. Okay, I'm done. I'm not in control right now, right? That is how we should approach God in prayer in our lives. Now, I know that we're all used to folding our hands in our lap, bowing our heads, and praying. And that's not necessarily bad. I'm not saying don't do that. But I do want to extend a little bit of a challenge today in your personal lives. Use your body language to show God that you are humbled before him. Be intentional about it. Put thought into how you're sitting, how you're kneeling. Bow your head. Raise your hands. Show God that you submit yourself to him. I know that in our daily conversations with God, it may not always be possible to raise our hands, right? Or to kneel at our jobs or while we're driving down the road or whatever it may be. I simply want to emphasize the need to be intentional about our body language, about how we pray. Because prayer is a holy time. It's a holy connection to God. If we look at Scripture, it's very obvious to see that the Israelites' main purpose in life was to literally focus on God and bring Him the best of everything they had. They set aside time to bow before God and pray to Him every day, even in the middle of their work day. And I think that this is one of the weak points that we have in our churches in the Western culture today, maybe throughout Christianity. We do a poor job of praying in a meaningful way, of giving our lives to God with a sincere heart. And I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm talking about myself today, too. This is a weak point that we have. God knows all of our hurts, all of our needs, all of our cares and desires. He knows what we're going through. He knows the sins and temptations that we struggle with. He wants us to be humble and honest in our prayers. He wants us to voice our fears, our frustrations, our doubts, our joys, and of course our praises to Him. And He wants us to present ourselves before Him in a humble way. Share your struggles and frustrations with Him. Let Him know that you trust Him. You have faith in Him. Praise Him for His love, His mercy, even in the tough times. And finally, we need to listen for His voice. Prayer is not a one-sided conversation, as we often treat it like it is. In our personal prayer time, we often say a prayer, say amen, and go about our day without listening for a response. We're looking for a sign. I fully believe that we all need to spend more time listening for God in our lives. We should even spend more time listening than we do speaking, right? Now, one way that we can do that is meditation. Time of just reading God's word, praying to Him, and sitting quietly and listening for His voice. Another way that we can do that is just remaining focused on God throughout our day. Just be aware of your surroundings. Do the work that He has given you to do, but always be listening. Always have it in your heart, in the back of your mind. God could speak to me at any moment. And God speaks to us in various ways. Now, it can be an audible voice, but quite often it is through a thought that he gives us, or sort of a vision that appears in our mind's eyes. Or it's simply a feeling, a tugging at our heart to do something, to go a certain way. Sometimes God places someone in our life to answer a specific prayer. Or we may see something in nature that directs our thoughts in a certain way. God works through everything in his creation. He uses everything around us to speak to us. Sometimes he needs to do something different to get our attention, right? Like speaking to Moses from the burning bush. But God speaks to us. He does. We need to be watching and listening for him at all times. Prayer is so much more than just a list of things that we want from God. Prayer is our conversation with God. It should be an ongoing conversation that continues throughout our entire lives. We see this in Ephesians 6, verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And in Colossians 4, verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray continually. That's what we're told. Now to finish, I want to point out a couple of things that I hope will help our prayer life and our relationship with God. I know that we may all have different ways of praying, or styles of prayer, you might say, that we are used to. Some of you may already be raising your hands in prayer in your personal time at home, while others of you, that thought makes you uncomfortable. But regardless of how your prayer life looks today, right now, I encourage you, the next time you pray, before you begin a prayer, remember to pay attention to your attitude, where your heart is at. Do you really mean what you're saying? Pay attention to your body language. Be present before God. Be attentive in your prayer. And then, of course, remember to listen for God's voice in your life. He will guide you. Prayer is quite literally a meeting with God, just as God says to Moses in our text today, where I will meet with you. Words of God the Father. When we pray, we shouldn't just speak some words into the wind, hoping God will hear them. No, we need to realize that God is here. He's right here in the presence of his Spirit. And we should pray in a way that acknowledges the Holy Spirit as our intercessor and helper in this life. I want to leave you with this verse from from Paul this morning. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Do that. Live your life that way. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, God Almighty, we thank you and give you praise, Lord, that you have sent your Spirit to dwell among us. Lord, that you hear our prayers. Lord, that you are here, present. Lord, we just ask that when we come before you, may we do it with a sincere heart. Lord, humble us. Help us to understand the meaning, the depth of the conversation that we have with you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise for making a way for us to speak with you. Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. Lead us close to you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, we pray all this in your most holy name, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.